Today my message is short. What are you doing here? We were singing just now. And maybe you say, I'm listening to you right now. Well, these are the outward activities. But what's inside in your heart, that counts. So, in other words, not just you are singing, you are listening, you may be writing, you may be looking, you may feel very bored. These are the outward things. But let us go deeper. Ask another question. Why are you here? Why are you here? Is it because of... It's a habit. No, I always go with my parents on Sunday. They always brought me here. Well, it's a habit. You always come here. Maybe you will say, oh, because my parents. Oh, because my good friend, my cousins. They come here, so I go along with them. I have nowhere to go. Since I was a kid, I have been coming with my friends, always attending Sunday school classes. Well, you may be here because of someone, but do you really, really want to be here? Actually, I want to go somewhere else. Actually, I want to play ball games. Actually, I want to do something else. So you may be here because of someone or some habit. Go deeper. Do you want to be here? Say, if you want to be here, it's better. Sometimes people may, I don't want to be here. I'm unwilling to be here. I want to do something else. If one day I can have a choice, I would do something else. So, it's good to know what are you doing here? Outwardly, singing, listening, learning, maybe. But go deeper. Ask yourself, why are you here? Let's go deeper. Oh, I need to be here. I need to know God. Even though I sometimes find the meeting is boring, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to be here, but I know it is good to be here, so I'm here. But you don't enjoy it here. Listening to brother teaching, that brother teaching, I don't like his teaching. Bored, I don't like. So, it's a good thing for you, you know, learning Bible is good. But you don't really enjoy. So, I watched tennis last night. Too tired. I don't like to be here. So maybe the best thing seems to be, oh, I have a desire to be here. I enjoy to be here. Well, that's better, but not good enough. Maybe I enjoy it. I like to be with my friends. After the meeting, we'll go somewhere else. So there are many reasons we may come here, and yet we may not come for the right reason. We are just attending some religious activities. So there are many religions, but are we having a relationship with God? You know, the Buddhist, a religion is that some people have some sort of belief and then they worship God in different ways. The Buddhists, they think, meditation. If I meditate, if I do good works, I can achieve a better life, a less painful life. So they do all this. So Christians gathering, Buddhists, they make doing group meditation. Muslim doing their gathering, Judaism, the Jews, do different groups gather together. Different groups have their activities. Why are we so different? Because I'm a Christian, so I do this? What makes the difference? The Muslim believes they give alms, they have prayer, they're fasting, they do pilgrimage, then they achieve a better life. Or Hindu, they worship other gods. What is actually a Christian? What makes us different? We are all different religious groups doing all different activities. What makes us so special? Now, before we go on, go back a little bit. Before we go on, let me test you. Anyone can guess what this is? A cord with something like this. Charger.
Wow, very smart.
So, my phone is dead. So for my phone to be on top of this charger, it get the power, it get energy. So this phone sitting on here is having an activity, isn't it? But because of the power, the battery inside, it has connection with this charger, and with this cord, it can draw power, isn't it? But if there's something else, like a key, it comes here, sitting on here, I will talk to the key. What are you doing here? Why are you here? Does this key get any power by sitting on the charger?
No.
So why are you here? You are sitting on that chair. Do you feel you are charged? No. So your presence here, you are sitting there, the key is sitting here, I'll ask the key, what are you doing here? The phone on the charger, what are you doing here?
I'm charging myself.
What are you doing here? Why are you here? It hasn't got the battery inside. You see my point? So it's not about what you are doing here. It's not just, why are you here? I want to be charged. But you can't be charged, my friend. You can't be charged. He can be charged. So someone here may be charging right now. But someone here not charged. Why? It depends very much on what? Who you are. Are you a phone? Or are you a key? They both come here. One get no benefit. But this one got benefit. Because of this cord, this charging station can provide power to this phone. So what's inside you makes the difference. So instead of asking, what are you doing here? I want to be charged. Why are you here? It sits here outwardly the same. Why are you here? I want to be charged. Why are you here? I want to be charged. But sorry, you can't. What makes the difference between these two is who you are. So many sitting here, if I got X-ray eyes, I know you're the phone. No, you're just the key. So if I got the X-ray eye, I can know who can be charged. So what makes a Christian can be charged? You know, the different religious groups have different activities. They attend different meetings. If I put this on, do you think it will be charged? No, because this is not connected. You must have the right connection to the power. Even if I have this, can it be charged? No. We need the connection. So Christian gathered together will not have made it any difference until... Sorry, I don't. Until Jesus is the connection. Connect us to to the high power upside. Because Jesus is here, then Christians connect with our Lord, then that would make such a difference. If you are not a Christian, if you do not have the life of Christ, no matter how much time you spend on here, no matter how good person you are, nothing will be changed. You won't feel the benefit. People may say, oh, it's good, the meeting is good, I enjoy the meeting. It's boring. It's boring. Nothing changed in my life. I enjoy the meeting. I enjoy the singing. I learn so much from God. I can hear some people preach, but nothing touched my heart. Nothing changed my life. So even Jesus is real. Even the gathering is here. But who are you? Let us think about what is a Christian. What makes us different from other religion? In John chapter 1, verse 12, can we read this together? But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Because we receive Jesus, and we have the right to become children of God. Not because we are smarter, not because we are good people, but we receive him, a relationship. So our life changed from children of man, changed to children of God. Our life changed. Something inside us changed. I can't tell you what. But after this change, together, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. So if you receive him, what does it mean? You have the Spirit of Christ. If someone does not have the Spirit of Christ, does not belong to him. So even though you may be sitting here, if you have received Jesus as your Savior, if you ask him to come into your life, you will be changed. Inside you, you can connect with God. The Spirit of Christ is in you. Outwardly, you may not be perfect. You may still have many imperfections. But in you, there is life. The Spirit of Christ. Next one. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his sons into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now, notice, when the Spirit of sons come into our heart, immediately, you have superpower? No. You walk differently? No. Immediately in your heart, a connection starts to work. Communication starts to build up. Abba, Father. If you never try to, if you say you are a Christian and you never feel God is talking to you, and you never try to communicate with Abba Father, maybe you are not a real Christian yet. Ask yourself, do you ever feel the need, Abba Father? Just like the baby when they come out from the mother's womb, the first, when they come out, cry, take the first breath and they make sound. When the Spirit of the sons into your hearts, the first thing you say, Abba Father, Father, my Father. So immediately Not you read a lot of Bible, you like go to meeting. No, not this outward thing. It's inside, internal. Abba, Father. You, not people tell you, you're wrong. Immediately in your heart, you say, Abba, Father, sorry, I've done something wrong. Not just people caught you red-handed, but in, deep in your heart, oh, God, I've done something wrong. Immediately inside. So not outward, but inside, inward. It's a relationship. Next. And this is eternal life, that they may know you.
When we think of eternal life,
oh, good, I won't die. I can go to heaven. Does it mean that I'll be strong? Why would God give us eternal life? In the past, I'm not so drawn to that eternal life. Wow, living on life on earth is full of pain and sorrow. If you give me eternal life, living 100 years is more too much. Living 30 or 40 years, 60 years, good enough. Living 100 years, no, getting too old, too tired, too sick. Eternal life, wow, it gives me eternity. What should I do in eternity? How can I spend eternity, so much time? But God gave us eternal life. It's not just very long, long, boring, nothing to do. In the heaven, what should I do? So bored, count the stars, count too many times. Nothing to do. No. Eternal life is to know Him. God gave us eternal life so that this, our eternal life, can communicate, interact with God. Just like when I give birth to a baby, the baby has got eyes. The baby can hear. Why? I want the baby to communicate with me. You see? Hi, I'm Dad. Here, say Daddy. Say Daddy. I want to communicate with the baby. When my baby's got eyes, ears, I don't expect play video games all day. Play video games eternally. No. I want the baby to know me. I want to communicate. I want to talk to my child. I want my child to talk to me. I want to share with my child. Look at the sunset. Look at the sunrise. So beautiful. For communication, you see. So God gave us eternal life. God wants us to relate to Him. And that's why we are charged when we can come to know Him. We feel energized. We feel find the joy and the strength to know Him. That's why we are here. That's why when you come from Sunday school, the hall down there, move to here. What are you doing here? We come to know Him more. We come to have fellowship with one another. You are not coming to sit here and listen 1 hour and go. No, this is activities. I'm talking about a relationship. God is in you. You want to know Him. So we group together when we have know Him together. We sing praises to Him. We worship Him. Because once we have the life in us, as we get it, we affect one another. We find the joy. We find the strength. Because we have connection with Him. And next. Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God. So as we gather, Word of God is very important because that will bring life. Born again by the Word of God and abiding, the living and abiding Word of God. So we learn God's words together. These words can change us, brought life to us. If you are not a Christian, you won't feel the need, the difference, the word of God in your life. But if you have life, the word of God came into you, that will cause you to grow. Next verse. Put away all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander. Something you need to put away. You know, in our life, you want to grow something good. You want to bear fruit in your life. I'm sorry, you have to take away the garbage. That will affect your life. So being a Christian is not a loss of do's and don'ts. You can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. But because we want to grow something good, you need to take the bugs away, the dirts away, the unhealthy thing away, the poisonous thing away in your life, for that life to grow. For that life to grow. It's not. Don't do drugs. Don't do anything that damages your life. But if you have God's life in you, that like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation. You will enjoy the full salvation. Grow. So, when I say, why are you here? Not just charging, but you are learning, having fellowship with one another. Through Jesus, we connect with God. God downloads His message, His life into our life, changing us, charging us with His love, so we can grow in Him. But not just learning, we have to walk. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them. So when the Lord gave us His words, we follow it, and there's a blessing there. Here, it is who loves me, and who also, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. He will appear to us. So we long to know him, have more connection with him. So just now the song we sing, we are here to praise you. I point out to the word, you. It's all about you. I want to say, I love you, Lord. So as we gathered, yeah, different people talk, different people sing, gathered. We do all these outward activities, but deep inside, we are in connection through Jesus. Through Jesus, we are connected to God. We experience Him. We know Him. So are you a Christian? Do you have life in you? Or you are just, you do not have the life in you? So it won't change you. If you come to the meeting, people say you sit in the garage, that won't make you a car, isn't it? You can be in the garage, but still, you are a person, you can't be a car. You sit here, that doesn't make you a Christian. Only if you have the life of Christ in you. So this is a simple message today. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Help us to know why are we here. Not just having activities. Show us why we are here and who we are. We pray that everyone here are the children of God. That we receive Christ and we are the children of God. And this life grows in us. So bless this gathering. Bless the newcomers for this gathering. May all of us experience you here. May all of us can hear you and know you more. Draw our hearts to you, Lord. We ask this in the name of our Lord. Amen.